Thank you for joining us today for this edition of Shi'ar Jashub, coming from Shi'ar Jashub Christian Tabernacle in Madison, Connecticut. This is Patty Scalzo, and I welcome you to the Bible study program where my husband, Pastor Greg Scalzo, is currently teaching a series on the book of Romans. In this sermon, Pastor is looking at the historical background and purpose of Paul's letter, and we'll start reading the actual epistle today. And when we left off, Pastor Greg was discussing the tendency among both the Jewish and Gentile believers to become distracted by religion and religious trappings and stray from the close fellowship with the Lord Jesus that saved them in the first place, forgetting their need for him. And so we have one of the key motivations for the Apostle Paul writing this letter. Let's rejoin Pastor Greg.
And there's a safety point that people come to. They enjoy the church. They enjoy the history of the church. They enjoy, maybe they inherited the faith from their parents, and they're comfortable in Christianity without having that direct relationship with Jesus Christ. He tends to fade away in the background. That's really the danger of religion. Even well-intentioned, born-again Christianity can develop to a point over time where Jesus fades, that personal relationship, you to him, can fade away. And I think that's what Paul is addressing in this letter, the slide back of religion away from the real dependence on the Messiah, the Christ, Jesus. Okay, with that background, let's start the letter to the Romans. And we talked about the title, To the Romans. Romans chapter 1, verse 1, Paul, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God. Paul, a bondservant, a bondservant. That word there in the Greek is doulos, a bondservant. Or some of your translations will say bondslave. Some of your translations will just say servant. It comes from the Greek verb to bind, to be in bondage. And so originally the word clearly means a slave. That's the original term. It means the lowest on the scale of servitude, the lowest you could be in the scale of servitude, a bound servant. That's the primary meaning. A bondservant, the definition of a bondservant is one bound to service without wages or a slave. Supposedly, the Greek word also came to mean one who gives himself up to the will of another and became the more general word for servant, subjection without the idea of bondage or the necessity of bondage. So you could be a slave literally or figuratively, involuntarily or voluntarily, but the word means a male slave, a male servant, and the primary meaning, the original meaning, was a bond slave, someone that was bound to, and that's a very strong word, isn't it? It's a very strong word for Paul to introduce himself. This is the introduction. When they had an epistle, and we talked about this when we studied the letters to the seven churches, the epistle, the letter, opens up with an introduction, who you are, who you're writing to. And he introduced himself, Paul, that's the one writing the letter, a bondservant, a slave of Jesus Christ. Paul is bound to. Paul is a slave, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, of Jesus Christos here in the Greek. Christos, Jesus, the anointed one. That's what Christos means. Jesus in the Hebrew, the Messiah. And you notice how Paul views himself. Jesus is everything. The Lord is everything. He's saying, I'm Paul, and I'm just a servant. I am a slave. I'm totally owned by. I must be totally obedient to. I must depend totally upon Jesus Christ. I am his bond servant. I am his bond slave. I am bound to him. And if we are truly believers, we are called to be bound to our master. Notice that concept, if fully understood, would prevent what I just spoke about before, right? That slide in Jewish believers, that slide in Gentile believers into something that's a form of godliness, but doesn't have Jesus Christ and the relationship with him as the clear focus, as the reality. Jesus is my master, Paul is saying. Jesus Christ is my Lord. Do you consider, as Paul considered himself, a slave, a bondservant of Jesus Christ? Paul, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle. Literally, a called apostle. And the apostle is one sent out. We studied that in detail in the Heavenly Authority series, right? It says in the church, and God has appointed these in the church first, apostles. So these sent out ones, these special ones, this is the highest office in the church. But before he tells us he's an apostle, he reminds us he's a bondservant. So in any church situation, if those who feel they're on the upper echelon of the hierarchy in that church do not have the same attitude that they are slaves of Jesus Christ, there's something wrong. Paul, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle. Kletos, called. We're going to talk a lot in this letter about being called. Called, invited. He's called by God. God has called Paul into this position. Only God can call us into the positions he has for us, into this service. Remember Acts chapter 9, verse 15, one of the conversion accounts we read. But the Lord said to him, go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel. He's a chosen vessel. He says here, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God. Separated, having been separated to the gospel of God. God has set Paul apart for this work. Remember we read in Galatians 1:15, but when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me through grace. Now we've studied Paul's life. Up until that Damascus Road, he's not in the gospel of Jesus Christ, right? He's even in opposition for a long period to the saints and the gospel. And yet the calling, he says, I'm separated from my mother's womb, in the womb. As he's alive, and when you're in the womb, you are a person, you are alive. That baby is a baby. In the womb, God has separated him. God has set him apart for this work. He separated me for the gospel of God. And right away, we have God's working of his will, God's control. Even though Paul's going to go through his life, he's going to do his studies, he's going to become a Pharisee of the Pharisees, he's going to go against the believers, he's going to be there when they're stoning Stephen. God knows from the beginning, he foreknows. And that word foreknows, and I emphasized it in the message to Agrippa, is critical to understanding the book of Romans. He knows Paul, and he has predestined Paul, right? And in the right sense, in the Jewish sense, in the biblical sense of that word predestination, he has controlled the whole thing. Paul has been set apart from his mother's womb. He is separated to the gospel of God. and he's set apart. He's consecrated. Notice what he's set apart to. You know, Paul was a Pharisee of the Pharisees. Well, I don't know if you remember this, but the name Pharisee itself comes from the Hebrew set apart, the set apart ones. They were set apart to the, they separated themselves to the study of the law. And then many times they separated themselves to the oral traditions, which were not part of the written law of Moses, of the canon. They were set apart to study to be scribes. Well, now here Paul is a Pharisee, but he's no longer a Pharisee of the law or a Pharisee of the oral traditions. He's a Pharisee. He's a set apart one. He's a separated one for what? The gospel of God, right? The gospel of God. But to God's gospel, this is God's euangelion. We get evangelist from it, right? Euangelion in the Greek, it means good message, good tiding, good news. This is the good news of God. It's God's message to mankind. It's God's gospel. And there is no other. There is no other good news besides the gospel of Jesus Christ. In our day, in our time, there are many people who try, the world tries to substitute other good news, other good tidings that people can place their hopes on, can live their lives by, but it's empty, it's vain, it's void, because it's only the good news of God. That's the truth. Anything else is man's imagination, man's deceptions, man's hopes based apart from God, and they lead to the abyss. This is the gospel. He's set apart, he's separated to the gospel of God.
You can rehear this program and listen to hundreds of other Bible study radio programs on our church website at shiarjashub.org. We are also building quite a library of video teachings from our Sunday service live streams on YouTube. The Sunday sermon is live streamed at 10:30 a.m. and then posted on YouTube, Rumble.com, and on the church website itself for you to access at any time, day or night. Serious times require serious Bible study, and we appreciate any donation you make to Shiar Jashub Christian Tabernacle to keep this important scripture teaching ministry on WFIF and make the worldwide live stream and internet outreaches possible. And to this cause, we are offering a very special thank you gift for your donation of $50 or more. We will send you an autographed copy of Pastor Greg's award-winning book, The Nature and Power of Prayer, 30 Bible Lessons to Effective Prayer That Will Change Your Life. This is offer 102, and you will find a link to a secure page where you can make the donation on the church website. Again, it is offer 102, and the website is shiarjashub.org. And you can always check Isaiah 7, verse 3, for the spelling of Shiar Jashub.